It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with mayors across the state to explore issues they grapple with, and we watch for themes along the way. Our next stop is Waupun, a city in Dodge and Fond du Lac counties. Call in with questions at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ron Bishop is mayor of Waupun. Mayor Bishop, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I'm so glad you're here. You know, we've been talking with mayors along the contours of affordable housing and water quality, inflation, workforce, other challenges facing their communities. And, you know, what is high up on your priorities to address in Waupun?
Well, I'm going to start out by bragging for a second, because you mentioned how other mayors have talked about water quality. And Waupun, Wisconsin has the best drinking water in the entire state. We have the only reverse osmosis water treatment plant in all of Wisconsin. And we even add fluoride to it. So if you are a resident of the city of Waupun, you do not need to own a water softener. And your appliances will last several years longer if you live here, because our water quality is so high. And we are bringing online later this year a brand new state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant that is very aggressive at getting PFAS out of the water. It's going to be the first of its kind of that size in the entire country. So I'm pretty proud of Waupun and our water standards and what we are for the environment. To your question, though, the top priorities we're working on, you're right about housing. Currently, there's only one house for sale in the entire city of Waupun. And when a house goes on the market, it's selling within hours, not even days, and it's going for over the asking price. I like to tell people it's because people want to live in Waupun, and I think they should too. I love living here, but we need more housing. We're trying to acquire more land and grow the city for housing. And then also, one of the problems we've had are budget restraints and the challenges we've been having. And I'm very cautiously optimistic, but very optimistic with the deal that appears the Republican legislature and the governor are coming together with on shared revenue for Waupun. That would mean an additional $350,000 coming next year for our budget come this fall. And I could really use it. I desperately need to hire one more person at the Public Works Garage. And we would like to get the police department back fully staffed to 18 officers. And then another priority we're working on, so Waupun, our population's 11,535, and we're growing. We're growing slowly, but we're growing. And we're having some growing pains over at the fire department, because as our city gets larger and technology gets better, we have more fire calls than we used to. And so it's getting harder and harder to run a fire department strictly on volunteer firefighters, largely because the number of fire calls are going up. So what that means is fewer and fewer employers are letting their employees who are on the fire department leave during the workday to go on some of the smaller fire calls. So we don't have enough people showing up to attack a fire during the day. That and the fact where Waupun is located, we're 20 minutes from Fond du Lac, we're 17 minutes from Beaver Dam, right? So there's a lot of people who live in Waupun and maybe work in Fond du Lac, Beaver Dam, Horicon, or Mayville, or something like that. So they're not around on the smaller fire calls to respond. So we're looking at some sort of a hybrid approach of a few full-time firefighters. Most of the fire department will still be paid on call. They're technically called. I hate that term because they only make $2,500 a year. So to me, they're volunteer firefighters. And then EMS service. Like, what do? Do we take over ambulance service? We have a contract with a private ambulance company, but they're starting to miss ambulance calls. Like, what are people's demands on that? And so there's just a lot going on in Waupun. And it's, you know, our city's growing, and these are things the city of our size go through. And I'm excited to be the mayor, though, and help usher our city through it all.
Wow. Well, thank you for taking us on a tour of these tension points. And we're going to unpack a bunch of these items. I'm going to reintroduce you here, talking with Mayor Ron Bishop as part of a series of conversations with community leaders as we look at the most pressing issues that communities around Wisconsin face. You can join in at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Mayor Bishop, one thing that hasn't come up yet is Waupun, home of three correctional centers, including the maximum security prison with 1,000 inmates. The prison is contending with overcrowding and understaffing, as you're well aware, recent weeks-long lockdown. How are those challenges affecting your community?
You're right. We have three correctional facilities in Waupun, as well as the Department of Corrections Pharmacy. And not only are the, what makes Waupun unique from other communities, most of the correctional facilities in Wisconsin are out in the country somewhere. The three prisons here in Waupun are within our city limits. And I don't know if you've ever driven past the Waupun Correctional Institution. Mm-hmm. It's right downtown. Waupun. Yeah, the address is literally 200 Madison Street. It's right there. And there's houses around it. So people would ask me when I would travel around the state and introduce myself, they're like, what is it like to live in a city with a prison? I'm like, well, we have three of them and we don't even think of it. Like the daycare my kids went to is in the backyard of the prison. It's just, it's a way of life. And for a lot of people who live in Wisconsin, they'll make the comment, the prison is in Waupun. To those of us who live here in Waupun, the prisons are a part of our community, and that includes the people who live in the prison. Like, all of our churches in Waupun have a prison outreach. Our ministers, our pastors, our priests, they all put some time in every week. They go to the prison. They talk to the inmates. When we are in church on the weekends and we pray for our community, they're oftentimes they're included. And I get it. A lot of those people in Waupun, especially because it's a maximum security prison, did something really horrible. And some of them are just terrible people who will never get out. But a lot of them are people who made a mistake in their youth. And we're hopeful that they get an education when they're in the prison. There's a school in there that I toured a couple of weeks ago, and I learned a lot. And it's really neat. And hopefully these are young men who screwed up, they get an education, they can come out of Waupun Correctional and then have a successful life. But you're right about the staffing issue. It's, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but our state representative for Waupun is Michael Schraw, and he happens to be the chairman of the corrections committee down in the state legislature. He's fighting really hard to get some pay raises pushed through in this next budget. Waupun Correctional is running at a 50% vacancy rate on staff. And I just don't think either political party is taking corrections as important and as seriously as they need to.
I want to jump in here. Governor Evers is asking state lawmakers to raise pay, as you mentioned, for correction workers in the state. The starting base pay for corrections officers, $20.29, that would go to $33 an hour. What would that type of raise mean for your city?
Well, I think what it would mean is, the first thing it would mean is more people would go work at the prison, which would help with a lot of the younger guys that work there, because they are getting ordered into so much overtime. We're losing people because they're missing out on their kids' lives. Mm-hmm. We need to stabilize the correctional facilities, not just for the people who work there, but also the public safety. It's a good thing for Waupun because a lot of the people who work at the prison are city residents or live near the city. And if they're making more money, obviously that's good for our local economy. But the prison means more to Waupun than the economy. It's the oldest prison in the state of Wisconsin, and it's a really important part of the city of Waupun's history. You know, we try to downplay some that we're the prison city, and we like to talk about ourselves as the city of sculpture because we have these seven outdoor sculptures in Waupun and we have this neat art history and we're located next to the Horicon Marsh. Like, there's a lot going on in Waupun that's not based on the prison, but at the same time, that the prison, it's the oldest one in the state and it means a lot to the city's history. And the reason it's here is the early founders of Waupun donated the land to the state to help get it started as an economic development driver to create some jobs. But they've got to get the pay up. The governor's correct. Representative Schraw's correct. Like, no one wants those jobs. They're tough jobs. They can be ugly jobs at times. You're in a no-win situation. You get criticized from all sides. And I toured the prison about a month ago, and I give the men and women who work there a ton of credit. They're doing a good – if bad people are in there, it's keeping us safe on the outside. And I think they get overlooked by a lot of people. And as the mayor, I've been trying to draw attention to that because I think correctional officers are some of the unsung heroes in law enforcement. And maybe I'm a little too Waupun on that, but I do feel that way. And I've been trying to draw attention to it.
We have Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop with us as we check in with mayors across the state. Mayor Bishop elected the position last year. Call in with your questions for a mayor, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Waupun's our next stop, talking with mayors across our state, the community located on the southern branch of the Rock River. Join the discussion. Call in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop, who is here. Let's turn to shared revenue, the state sharing tax revenue with local governments. I thought it was really interesting you point out that Waupun's land base being tax exempt, 50% of it is that way, with prison facilities, churches, school property. What are you seeking out of shared revenue?
Honestly, we're just seeking enough money to provide basic services. So when I first got involved in city government, my first go around, I was in my 20s when I got on city council. And here's a perfect example. Our public works department had 17 employees in 2002. We're down to 13 in 2023. And we've added streets. The city's growing. And we've got a grant from Governor Evers. So we're actually building a new senior center, which is one more building we have to maintain. So what we did is, and I, in my weekly mayor's column, was very open and honest with the residents of Waupun. We went through and we cut stuff out of the budget. And some of the things we cut were like painting the street, the lines on the streets and the no parking zones in Waupun. People are starting to notice it because the streets don't look like they used to. And so what I'm very, very hopeful for is with the shared revenue increase, we'll have enough money to just offer the basic services that people who live in the city want. I'm not asking for millions of dollars. It's just, I would love to hire another person at the public works department so that we can make sure the streets are plowed and that they're salted and they're safe, that we can take care of the city owned facilities for our seniors and the people in the community who use them. You know, and we have several parks in Waupun. I think we have 18 parks scattered around the city. But one of the things that make it a nice quality of life community are the parks. And when you reintroduced me, you mentioned we're on the Rock River and several of our parks are along the river. And I think if kids are out fishing and playing in a park, they're not in trouble doing something somewhere else. And they're off those darn devices and playing video games. And I think that's a healthy thing for our community. And I think people who live in a city, they live in a city because they want those services. And I'm glad that the governor and the legislature are coming to an agreement on that, because we just needed help. You know, I'm not one to complain too much, and I don't want to be a big spending tax increasing mayor. But at the same time, police officers aren't free. Firefighters aren't free. Like, everyone needs to get paid, and we're not looking to waste the money. We're just trying to provide basic services so that Waupun's always a great community to live in. That's what I'm looking for.
To that end, we've seen Republican lawmakers proposing restrictions on the use of this additional funding to focus on police, fire, you know, EMS, other quote core services. What do you think about putting restrictions on the funding?
I don't love it, because I think in a city like Waupun, we make good choices. At the same time, the restrictions they're putting on it is where a lot of the help is that I need anyway. So it doesn't affect us that much. I know a lot of the restrictions are more targeted to the larger cities. I think when you're the mayor of Waupun, I can get frustrated with a city like Milwaukee. And I love Milwaukee, but like, they've got the hop. How many people are riding it? They create diversity offices. How many people are working there? What's it costing the taxpayers? In a city like Waupun, we're just trying to paint the double yellow line down Main Street and mow the lawn and provide simple basic services to the residents of the city. So I mean, the restrictions, I think, are more aimed at some of the larger cities with the bigger budgets. I joke, you know, I'm in Waupun, we have a Dutch history, and every good Hollander knows how to stretch a dollar. And I take it as a compliment. We're a very conservative, frugal city. We don't waste money, and I can justify our budget to any state legislator on either side of the political aisle. So any additional funding coming in, I'm glad to take it, because we're not going to waste it. It's going to go straight into basic operations that people want, and that they live in a city. They want the garbage picked up. They like that we suck the leaves up off the curb in the fall, that kind of stuff.
Mayor, you mentioned the $5 million state grant funding to pay for a new senior center. Can you explain a little bit about why you are targeting this neighborhood investment fund grant in this direction?
Yeah, we outgrew the current senior center. The current senior center in Waupun is actually an old furniture store located in downtown Waupun. And there's a bunch of things with that. First of all, we outgrew it. We have a very active recreation department. and a very active senior citizen to part under that. Waupun, like everyone else, has a growing population, and we want to take care of our seniors. They've put in their time. They help build Waupun, and we want to have a very successful and active senior center. We just outgrew the space. The other thing going on is most of the seniors drive themselves to the senior center. So downtown Waupun will have 50-some cars down there, and all of these people are at the senior center, and that traffic is getting in the way of the other businesses trying to thrive downtown. So with the neighborhood grant, the previous mayor, Julie Nickel, had applied for it. We got the grant just before she left office, which was a really cool way for her to leave office. We're hoping to break ground in August, and it's going to be a senior slash community center. And I think it's really important for Waupun. So during the day, the building can be used by our seniors for all the different programs, from yoga to foot care to all the stuff the seniors care about. But in the evenings, it can be used by the community as a whole. I think that's super important, both for physical and mental health of people roughly my age. How about parents in their 30s and 40s? You know, you go to work, you get your kids home from school, you feed them dinner, you run them to dance or practice or church, youth group or whatever. Wouldn't it be nice to have a place to go in the middle of January when it's cold, dark, and miserable and walk a mile or two on a track or play pickleball or a game of pickup basketball? I think one of the things going on in our country with the mental health crisis is people need to get out of their house in the winter. They need to stay active. They need to meet people and have friends. So I'm very excited about it. But at the same time, it's another building we have to maintain, which is why I'm really happy with the extra shared revenue, because we'll have to have a city employee taking care of it. But we're very thankful to the Evers administration for awarding us that grant. And we had the Secretary of the Department of Administration here a couple of weeks ago where we showed it off and took her to the current senior center. And she got to see firsthand how crowded it is. So I think she was really happy to see that this money is not being wasted. It's going to a really good cause. And we have the need in Waupun, and we want to take care of our seniors.
We have Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop with us as we talk about pressing issues facing communities across the state. We look for themes, and you can join in along the way in the discussion. 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. I want to circle around to housing once again. You know, there was a study saying that Waupun needs about a more 1,100 affordable homes to meet expected population growth by 2040. You know, what are you working on to expand affordable housing?
We've got a few projects that are going on. We've bought some land and we've annexed it into the city. And so what we've got a couple of different phases going. We are targeting a location on Highway 26 on the south side of the city for more multifamily high density housing, which, and I hate the term low income, it's affordable housing. I'm glad you used that word. We're looking for people who are like our first year, second year teachers, an apartment that they can afford as they're starting out their career and paying off student loans. The other thing we would love is we're lobbying our legislature, and our Senator Dan Fine has been very supportive of this. We'd like to be able to have more use of TIF districts for residential. Currently, you need like 70% of a TIF district has to be commercial. What we would love to do is if we can use the TIF law to help offset the cost of infrastructure, we have available land in and around Waupun for residential development. And that can be more starter homes for younger families. The other thing is we've been growing and expanding with like condo style housing. Mm-hmm. And the theory is we get the older people to move into the condos, and that opens up houses in Waupun for younger people. But there's a demand to move here because Waupun, it's like I said, we've got great water. We're the seventh safest city in the state. We've got good schools. It's a city people want to live in, but we need to get the housing so that people can actually move here.
Really quick, we have to go here, but you had this Facebook video last fall showing off the new vehicle charging station near downtown. How's that going?
Hey, there's actually a few Teslas that have been using it. I was a little skeptical on it, but we were excited to start it. And my thinking was we're halfway between Madison and the Fox Valley. So people who are traveling, maybe their car needs a charge. Let's get them downtown Waupun. They can plug in the car, walk our shops, have a cup of coffee, maybe buy something, but it's another way to get people into downtown Waupun and hopefully spend their money here and keep our city rocking and rolling.
Mayor Bishop, thank you for joining us.
Hey, it was an honor to be on. Thanks for having me.
Ron Bishop is mayor of Waupun, elected to the position in 2022, previously on its city council, former chair of the Republican Party of Fond du Lac County. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.